Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Tasty Cake Studios, the Phillies play here. Sports Radio 94, WIP. An Odyssey station.
Oh, when the birds go marching in. Oh, when the birds go marching in. Mandanga, New Orleans, Paso Casa. Hey! When the birds go marching in.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning. Ah, I'm going to say it. I should wait till 6. All right, now wait 25 seconds.
For what?
I have a word I want to use.
Starts with
but I'm not using the word. See, how does he know what you don't? I worked with him 9 years. I work with you 33.
Yeah.
How does he know? Well, Keith Jones is here. Al Borghetti's here. Rhea Hughes is here. And I 3, 2, 1. Playoffs! The Eagles are going to the playoffs!
It's the P word, Al. There you go.
I don't know that they are, but they may.
Yeah. They got a chance.
If they sweep the Meadowlands, they do. Next 2 weeks at the Meadowlands, then you take a break and savor.
I'm ready for you to start heaping praise on me any minute now.
That isn't going to happen.
Overrated Saints team.
I will be spending much more time heaping praise on myself for psychoanalyzing Miles Sanders. But
of course,
none of that matters. Our braggadocious nature is not what this show is about today. What it's about is a victory that completely puts the Eagles in the picture, the playoff picture. I'll say it now. Mm-hmm. But furthermore, also was insanely nerve-wracking in the fourth quarter. And I'm telling you, Josie, I'm not lying when I said I thought they were going to lose. I was texting Rhea, but she had ghosted me at the time. And I was going, this is when they were down 3 scores.
Yeah.
When the Saints were down 3 scores, I went, I got a bad feeling.
Do you think I was able to look at my phone at that point at the game?
Then it was 2 scores. And then, well, I'm going to get to the key moment in the game because no one's told you what it is. No one has. We have done 12 hours of programming on WIP since then.
Right.
And no one has told you the big play. That's why we get the big money, because we know the big play when others don't.
Yes. Cool.
But I don't want to get ahead of myself, because one of the biggest plays, but not the biggest, was what happened with Jalen Hurts when, once again, game on the line, totally non-emotional. Jonesy, don't you look for this in a young guy?
Yes, you do.
Total composure.
Yep.
No panic. No fear. Just takes over the team up 14, needing to kill clock, makes the big throw to Whiteside, and then makes the big run. This people will talk about this run for the next 12 years, because that's how long Hurts will be your franchise quarterback. If there's anyone left out there, let me just start. Anyway, who still doesn't think Hurts is the guy after a cut that broke the ankles of a defender and then the race to the pylon where he outran everybody to score. Jonesy, there are maybe Lamar Jackson. That's it. No one else in football makes that play.
The play he made, the subtle play he made at the pylon to make sure he got the ball over the line. Like he plays with great intelligence
smart,
as well. Yeah, exactly.
Smart, composed, talented. He's got it all. In fact, there's only one way to start the show. Let's relive the great performance yesterday by your franchise quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Back goes Hurts. He looks. He is firing. And it is complete for a first down. Beautifully thrown ball to Dallas Goedert. Yeah. Put it on the numbers.
Dang, this man's special.
Hurts. He's back. He is firing. Complete. He's got Goddard. He's got a first down. Down to the goal line. Is he in?
Nope.
Nope. First and goal at the one. The quarterback sneak, and they say touchdown. It is a touchdown.
Jalen is a special player.
Hurts looking. Hurts is running. Hurts is going to dive. And Hurts is, oh, I think it's a touchdown. Indeed, a touchdown.
He's definitely dynamic. And, you know, he's always a baller, and it's exciting to watch him play.
He's going to throw, Hurts is. He fires, he completes it, he's got a first down and more. Hurts found Devontae Smith, and Smith did the rest.
You got a golden arm right now, this, you're dotting stuff.
Hurts gives it off inside, and no, he keeps it, and he's running forward on a fake. He's at the 10.
No snap. I'm looking for the trainer so I can grab some tape to, you know, help that kid ankles.
He's at the 5. He's in for the touchdown. What a fake. What a fake by Jalen Hurts to seal this Eagles win. Boy, did he make magic happen. And the Eagles have beaten the New Orleans Saints 40-29.
All right, now there's going to be plenty of why they got the game. I was telling Jonesy, Al, I got a snapshot of the Eagle fan in the midst of the game. I decided to stay on email in the fourth quarter
because
I was nervous. I needed to distract myself because I was feeling bad.
Yeah.
At that point, I had only had a smattering of emails. Because the Eagles were ahead 33-7.
Yep.
And everybody was kind of shrugging, probably even nodding off a little bit. And then the deluge starts. And you should have seen the negativity. I swear lots of people that are watching these Eagles games have built-in rage that they're hoping to vent at some juncture. And they, Jonesy, they were venting it.
Yes,
they were
will.
Really upset.
Yeah.
And then, Hurts made that play.
Yep.
So I'm really going to – let me just kind of set this. I don't want to give this short shrift because I'm a little annoyed that the two best players on the Eagles during this surge have been on the offense, Jordan Howard, and on the defense, big play Slack.
Yes.
And both got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to end the game with neither of them. Mm-hmm. And that was extremely annoying because I probably would not have had to deal with that angst.
Right.
All right? Yeah. And I will deal very shortly – with the way the coach deployed Miles Sanders, and we will have a conversation at 7:30 today when Nick Sirianni is on this show. But let me just say this. This was the early play that made you think you might have a very easy day. Listen to that.
It is second down and 5. Simeon takes the snap. He backpedals again. He steps up, fires to the far side. Intercepted! Down the far sideline! All alone! Big play! Slay! His third touchdown of the year!
He baited him!
He lurked just in the flats, waited for this Simeon, this pigeon.
Yes, he is.
To load up and throw, and he timed it perfect, and it was done. So you're up 27-7, and this has got to be easy. And then it wasn't easy.
No.
Because in the second half, a lot of things went bad. So I'm going to take you right to the key play of the game. Because Rhea was there. Rhea and I are on the same page on this one. This is it's not the Hurts run. It's not the throw to Whiteside that prolongs that drive.
Whiteside.
All of it happened before that. Mm-hmm. It happened when it was 4th and 7. And once again, the Saints were knocking on the door. There was 7 minutes and 17 seconds to play.
Yeah.
And to my utter shock, Sean Payton sends the field goal team out.
We were stunned.
Stunned. They score there. It's a 7-point game.
Yeah.
And they're about to kick off to Rager, who's going to get it back to the 12-yard line. They're going to be pinned back again. Short field to tie the game. Did you not see that scenario? And here's the – Al, no one acknowledged it. No. I want you to understand this, all right? No one asked Nick Sirianni after the game. No one asked Sean Payton after the game. No one – Maryland Mike didn't bring it up. We have no access to the Saints announcers, but I know them. They're stupid. They didn't do it. The closest anybody came were the Fox announcers, who were lousy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They were Adam Amin and Mark Schlereth, and here's as close as they gave to questioning this decision.
This will be Brett Maher's first field goal attempt with the Saints. And he's able to slide it through to add points. That does cut the lead down to 11. I was wondering if maybe Sean Payton would think about going for it. Tough situation, obviously, 4th and 7, but I thought there was a chance that they would go for it on 4th down there.
Yeah,
I guess a touchdown on this drive.
And I thought that's why they threw the bubble screen, a little smoke out there, right, to Deontay Harris. If you bring it back.
They got nothing.
No.
They got no
They're
one has
terrible.
Anything on it. Understand this. You're a fan. You're watching the game. The sense of relief when they are saying with 7 minutes to go in the game, they're going to let you stay 2 possessions ahead.
He turned a 2-score game into a 2-score
game. Thank you, God. Thank you. A gift. Jonesy.
Yeah.
Jonesy broke it down. Jonesy, how dumb was that decision?
It was ridiculously stupid.
And why?
For a couple reasons. One, if they didn't get it at 4th and 7, they've got the Eagles pinned. It's still a 2-score game like it is when it's an 11-point game. There's no reason not to go for it there. And the other side of it is the Eagles proved that they could run the ball against them when they had to. So they're going to run the clock out anyway. Like it made absolutely zero sense to me.
It was unbelievably stupid. The Eagles ran against the number one run defense for 242 yards, and they handed the ball to them and said, here, run the clock out.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, of course.
Well, they ran down to 3 minutes when Hurts went in and the game was over.
Yeah, it was done.
I mean, Al, is that a dumb decision?
I couldn't believe it when it was happening.
No, you couldn't either.
I'm like, why?
I can't believe no one's talking about it. It was a gift.
Oh, no, it was a gift. Well, it just showed you how... People are afraid of the Eagles, I guess.
And now I would play for you the comments made by the coaches on this decision that became a gift to the Eagles. No one said anything.
Nobody asked them.
When I asked Nick Sirianni, I think it's question 3, how surprised he was when Peyton sent the feel-good team out. For all, Jonesy just did a great job of breaking it down. He's got to take a shot. Doesn't he have to take a shot?
We were thrilled.
He's got to take shots. Well,
at that point, I went, if they score here, we're screwed.
Oh, my God. That was, Jonesy, that was unbelievable.
It was. It was. And for Sirianni, he's always breaking down what the opposition's going to do ahead of time, right? So I'm sure he was shocked, too.
Now, this, you just got to hear this, because there's probably somebody out there who's still not too bright.
Oh, yeah.
And still is not on board with Hurts.
Oh, yeah, well, there's going to be some people fighting
for
sure.
I want you to hear Hurts' reaction after the game. All right? He did everything required to win that game. He doesn't have flamboyant passing numbers. He's never going to. All right? He's just got the right numbers at the right time to win the game.
Yeah.
All right? Made the big plays where you needed the big play. After the game, is he thrilled they won? Not even close. He's frustrated. He's not happy with what he saw in a game where they scored 40 points. Listen to this man.
I'm kind of frustrated. I'm really frustrated from the drives that we didn't score in the red zone that we should have. We had a few mental errors, a few things that we could have controlled that did not go. And then it allowed them to come back into the game. We kept giving them good field position, and they scored. And it shouldn't even been that way. But nonetheless, I just think there's so much to learn from this game. And there's a lot of good to take away from the game, too.
What you're hearing there is a perfectionist, somebody who is never happy and always striving for more. These are the people that go the furthest in life.
Yeah, they are.
Sometimes they're miserable. Sometimes they're not thrilled because they don't get any joy out of the good things that happen.
Right.
But that man right there, oh, is he your future? Oh, is he your future? He someday could be the best quarterback that ever played for this football team.
That would be great.
Because he's got it
That'd
all.
Be great.
He's got every ingredient you need. And if you don't see that, please attempt to get for Christmas a new television that shows you what's really happening. That's my best advice. That guy. Wow. Let's go to some callers here. Rhea, you were with Tyrone. He won the tickets, right?
Yes, he did.
He is on the line already this morning. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
How's that? How nice was that win, Ty?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Got a chance to watch the game with Rhea.
Yeah.
Got the chance to watch the game with the mayor. Met some nice people.
Oh,
and watched the Eagles just beat up on the Saints up and down the field. Got a little nerve-wracking when Slay went out and they got some late touchdowns. But
all right, Ty, take me in that moment, because there were doctors there if you had a neurological issue that needed attending to. But,
right.
But, Ty, how nervous were you in the fourth quarter?
It made me real nervous. I mean, until Whiteside caught that pass to move the ball, you were real nervous because they were down. They were going to be down. If you kicked the ball to them, they was going to come back down. The thing I couldn't understand was why was Sean Payton kick a field goal there? I still couldn't understand
that. How did this not become the number one talking point after the game?
And I'm surprised by that because Sean Payton's a really good coach. You would think he would understand situational football. It kind of shocked everybody in the box. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
What
Did
a mistake.
Really a field goal?
You know how you know? I know, and Nick may not admit this. They were so relieved when saw the field. They go, wow, we're up 2, 7 minutes to go. We're running up and down the field on these guys. They're giving us the ball with 2-score lead.
And Slay wasn't available at that time either. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Oh,
it doesn't make any sense.
Absurd that they did that. Absurd.
They had the momentum. They had the field position. I could not understand why Sean Payton did that. But you know what? Sean, thank you. We'll take it. On to the Giants next week. Let's beat them up, too. Let's get it going. I appreciate it.
You gave me a good idea. Rhea, let's send Sean Payton a fruit basket. Just said that we should show our appreciation.
Send him one, Al.
This guy is such a smug, sanctimonious jerk.
Right.
He blew the game.
He did blow the game.
I honestly think they would have won if he just went for it.
You were worried about Nick Sirianni being able to out-coach Sean Payton. Sean Payton out-coached himself.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Now, Tyrone, did you get to see doctors there, too?
Oh, yeah, got to see everybody. Everybody was nice, and it was pretty loud there, Angelo. It wasn't quiet like you thought it was going to be. It was loud in that box.
No, it was good. Now, I did hear reports that a lot of people left with the big lead, that in the fourth quarter there was some upset. The post-game show where they were seeing the people leave the stadium, don't do that. Don't do that because things could go wrong here. This team is not.
Well, no, when Hurts did that, video game touchdown at the end of it.
Over. Yeah, then everybody left.
It was over, yeah.
Oh, no, then you could leave, but they were leaving before that, and it was on Seth Joyner's nerves. That's all I'm saying.
He had to be mad about something.
You know, Seth's got to be mad about something, man. He's an angry man all the time.
Tyrone, glad you enjoyed it, pal. 215-592-9494. Wow, we already got calls for Marissa in Tokyo coming up.
Nice.
Rocco for the 30-30, Stephanie. And needless to say, when we come back, I don't want to wait a long time to do this. There is an Eagle fan who is viral. Right? Mm-hmm. Mary Kate is her name.
Of course her name's Mary Kate.
Once again, she is people who would like to interpret it this way are saying that we're profane. I prefer the term passionate.
Very passionate.
But she did this thing on tape. Everybody saw it. They could read lips. And then she called in, and she did it again on WIP.
Yeah, awesome.
You'll hear that when we come back. WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.